Hi, my name is Orion Williams from TutorialsTraining.com, and thanks for joining me on this e-course podcast of Photoshop for Hobby, Fun, or Tutorials. So let's get started here. In this short e-course, you're going to learn some specific techniques that you can use in Photoshop, and you'll also be introduced to new features in Photoshop CS2. You'll also have a better understanding of some of the fun and different ways that you can apply Photoshop to achieve great visual results. Adobe Photoshop can be a ton of fun, as you may already know. It's the perfect tool to enhance your photos, create from scratch, embellish your photos, create designs, use for web design, retouching, and so much more. Using Photoshop can be the perfect lifetime hobby. But be aware that initially it's really the end results that Photoshop can bring you and not Photoshop itself that gets you excited. Until you're more aware of what the possibilities Photoshop does hold for you. It would be impossible to cover everything you could do in a little e-course like this, but I'm going to give you a little bit of a bigger perspective on the fun and exciting things that you can do with Photoshop. I'm sure that you've already been to many of the websites online that offer free tutorials. They're great and they're a lot of fun, and if you're just wanting to create some cool effects, you couldn't ask for much more. Of course, I also teach some of those similar cool effects, but I want to introduce you to what they don't show you, the other fun things that you can do with Photoshop. This will expand your mind into other things that you can do with it in your free time to achieve really fantastic digital graphic results. Photoshop is really wide open and can do what you want it to do. You probably already know what things you would like to do with it, so before we get into more detail of what you can do, let's look at the bigger picture quickly. Once you learn what you want to learn about Photoshop, you can be the go-to photo or design expert for your family and friends, expand your own creativity and potential of what's possible, understand more of the work that is put in a professional or cool designs and how you can recreate them, replicate some cool techniques or visual effects that you've seen online, enhance your graphics portfolio or resume, create professional, beautiful graphic or web design works, see your visual ideas and dreams come to life, get more fun things done faster, maintain ongoing personal satisfaction and fulfillment, have an enjoyable hobby, burgeoning career or profession even. Have something that's fun to do with your work in the off time. Be aware of what other awesome things you can do with Photoshop. Share your work with friends and family and be proud of your accomplishments. Those are just some of the benefits you can get out of putting your time into Photoshop. You're probably already hungry for some cool information, so I'm going to keep talking here. This is a little bit more of the bigger picture of the fun things that you can do with Photoshop. So throughout the rest of this e-course here, this podcast, I'm going to show you some more specific things that you can do with Photoshop that you might be interested in. So let's keep going, and let's look at the bigger picture of your Photoshop potential. So you know you can always have some cool techniques or effects tutorials that you can have fun with, but let's take a look at what else you can do with Photoshop as a hobby or for fun. In the larger scope of Photoshop and your potential, you could learn Photoshop for photographic or design portfolio management, to be able to edit images professionally and prepare them for any output, for CD, magazine, postcard, billboard, art design, for helping create corporate image and branding, for creating CD or DVD labels and covers, for creating book and ebook covers. Just think about some of these areas. Maybe you've been just looking at the free tutorials online and thinking, well, they don't really offer me everything that Photoshop has to offer. Well, you're right. And it's just good to be aware of this because knowledge, it gives you power. Okay, so let me go through some of these more bigger picture things of what Photoshop can do if you want it to. You can use it for high-end digital photography and color reproduction or correction, fixing under or overexposed photographs, for changing color in an image, creating graphical user interfaces, professional typography and label art, movie poster design, product packaging design, as a professional photographer, studio post-production tool, automating redundant tasks, for creating web or photographic templates, for creating online advertisements, film, video production content, or source material preparation, to share images with family and friends via web or print, for creating product comps, for creating advertising promotions or posters, graphic work that could be seen by millions of people worldwide, for improving and printing digital or scanning photographs, web design, graphic design, advertising design, editing, altering, fixing, changing, touching up your consumer digital photos, for digital art creation, vacation or memory scrapbooks, even direct mail or promotional campaigns, preparing art house prints, making enlargements or modifying image size, just fooling around with your photos and having fun with them, professional portraiture retouching, image restoration to improve or repair damaged or old photographs, for flyer and brochure design, commercial advertising design or marketing, the list goes on and on. Of course, cool visual effects, business cards, logos, montages, even 3D work or integration, photography, post-production, digital scrapbooking, create your own fantasy worlds or optical illusions, and desktop publishing, brochures, patterns, illustrations, frames. The list goes on and on. So hopefully that list has opened your mind a little bit more to what else you can do with Photoshop if you're not really seeing the big picture. Hopefully that'll give you a little bit more of an idea of what you can do. Maybe if you just used the cool effects tutorials online, you weren't even aware that you could do so many more things with Photoshop than you previously taught. And it's not necessarily your fault. They don't really go into those other areas. So it's easy to get stuck in the free tutorial rut online when that's pretty much all there is seemingly available and everything's very similar anyways. Free tutorials are great, but most of them don't cover these other areas if you're at all interested in them. Do you know that you can even you can earn a livable income with Photoshop? Do you know that? But since you chose this e-course instead, you're probably more interested in just having fun with lots of tutorials based, and there's nothing wrong with that. As long as you're aware of what you want to do, you can be solid in your choice of what you want to get out of Photoshop and the time that you spend and money that you spend, if any, into it. At least now, like I said, you're more aware, if nothing else, of some of the other cool areas in which you can apply Photoshop and see if you're interested for yourself in pursuing them further. Or if you just want to stick with free tutorials online, if that's what you're doing now. What I'm saying is that there's a lot more to learn about Photoshop than just what is offered to you online. Photoshop holds a lot of power with a lot of tools that maybe you just don't understand or know how to use yet. People actually go to school for a foundational Photoshop grounding and education and pay a lot of money to get that Photoshop training to understand what else Photoshop can do. These are people that are serious. The cool effects tutorials are like the unlimited candy store, but won't show you more of the meat, or tofu if you're a vegetarian. It won't show you that the substance of what you can apply yourself in unlimited ways with Photoshop. I want you to be aware of this so you have the power and you can decide for yourself which route you want to go. Keep getting free yet limited in scope tutorials online, or perhaps pursuing some other avenues of Photoshop application that are just maybe even more fun or cool and maybe even more important to you than what you've been finding so far. Perhaps you want to learn how to use Photoshop to apply what you do to actually earn income sometime in the future, yet you're on an extreme budget and all you're finding is the free tutorials online, which won't teach you Photoshop really, just some cool effects. This is limiting you if this is your case, and if this is you, you'll have to go back and take the other e-course on the front page after you're done with this one, okay, to find out more information. Yes, you can learn to earn an income with Photoshop and offer your Photoshop services, doing cool and fun stuff to actually earn an income, freelancing anywhere around the world, you can do that. There are other things to learn about Photoshop that will really open your mind to the other things you can accomplish and even combine with the techniques that you already know. I assume that you're probably not a beginner, okay? I'll go into more of these in detail, but for right now, let's go into fun ways in which you can apply Photoshop CS or CS2. Now, let's look more specifically at some of the fun and cool things that you can do with Photoshop CS or CS2. By the way, if you're not doing any of these things yet and would like to, you can. Why not? You can use Photoshop to create awesome typography and text effects that add a professional finishing touch to any photograph, prepare your scanned in or digital photos for print after you rework them to where you want them to be, create picture packages or image presentations, even portfolios, create your own custom gradients to colorize background shapes or fills, liquefy your family members' faces for a good time. Hey, it's fun, you know. Apply digital weight loss surgery and make someone look younger as well. Correct skin color with some advanced adjustments. Correct under or overexposure in an image that is too bright or too light. Same thing. Right. Get rid of blemishes and smooth out the skin. Colorize black and white images. Make color images black and white. Restore old photos to their original condition. Erase or even replace a person from a photo. Exchange body parts with better or someone else's body parts. Easily clone people, animals, furniture. Give different areas of an image a different level of optimization for web use or faster loading. Use slices to chop up an image for much faster loading on the internet. Prepare and create beautiful graphic design web templates. Create unlimited patterns to use on their own as fills, backgrounds, or to start creating advanced layer styles, which I teach. Create custom brushes or custom shapes from anything you want, even photos of weird objects in your garage or yard, which end up being really effective. Check out my grunge brushes on photoshopdownloads.com. Create unlimited layer styles of your own, the one-click wonder, to add amazing coolness to any type layer or shape with just one click. Yes, you can create your own unlimited layer styles, and they are fun. Use layer styles to create advanced field of perception graphic design montages or art pieces. Select and extract any object you want to isolate it and then adjust, filter, transform, move, or apply it however you like into a duplicate or part of another project design. Change clothes on a person, change their hair color, make changes specifically to one certain area of an image that you want to change without changing pixels. You can even make someone look bruised and battered just by using the burn tool. Make sure the domestic hotline isn't calling. Just keep it to friends and family, you know. Okay. But you didn't hear it from me. Okay. Use image adjustments to professionally enhance or improve your photographs. You can have so much fun with Photoshop. It's unlimited once you know how to use the different tools. You can turn night into day and day into night. Apply a plethora of amazing filters for cool effects. Turn images into vector illustrations or graphics. Combine all kinds of tools and techniques to create dazzling visual imagery. Create your own papers, chocolates, candies, pins, buttons, photo frames, jewelry, and more virtually from scratch. You can also use Photoshop specifically to blend or fade one image into another for professional results with the gradient tool and layer mask. Combine any number of techniques to create graphic design, web design, photo effects, advertising design, digital scrapbooking, cool effects, 3D objects, and more. You can present and show off your photographs with elements or embellishments, or create templates and frames. Go back and make changes to your work long after you've started. Save a ton of time by automating your work so you can apply the same changes or actions across thousands of images with the click of your mouse. Do you know Photoshop can do all this? Well, I didn't used to. That was a long time ago, though. Create, modify, preserve, apply data to, and copyright your entire portfolio of work with hardly any effort. Move a person to a completely different picture instead. This is just the beginning right there. Create beautiful print-ready graphic portraits of a photo. Apply set adjustments to hundreds of photos to save time. Create type along shape or paths that you choose. Warp or transfer in type to actual pixel layers to fit around a package. Fly away, twist, bend, and more. Accentuate or highlight a person's photograph to bring out their best qualities. Apply digital makeup or naturally colorize their eyes, hair, lips, and more. and work on their highlights and add lip gloss easily, color balance and repair images, create desktop publishing results and make flyers, brochures, print-ready documents, make business cards to promote yourself, whatever you do. Make movie-style posters, cover art or artsy graphic design, create designs and graphics that sell or get noticed that you can be proud of for a lifetime. Really do just about anything once you understand the entirety of tools and techniques within Photoshop CS or CS2, and so much more. These are just some of the specific things you could do with Photoshop once you have the right training. I hope that gets you a little excited. It gets me excited just thinking about it all again, because I've already done all of it. Just think about what you could do if you really understood how to apply Photoshop CS and you understood the program, so you could synergize your creative energy, your thoughts, into visual results that you can print, that you can email, put on billboards, anything you want. Once you open your mind to the tools that are within Photoshop, and as you learn, you'll really begin to understand how you can specifically achieve the digital imaging results that you desire, and even more possibilities will open up to you as you learn. Just wait until you start combining techniques together with your level of knowledge to see the results you can achieve. I do this all the time, and it's fascinating. It's always exciting. You can do so much with Photoshop. That's just the beginning. To really unlock your creativity and apply your creative potential for visual results, all you need is the right training and the motivation to apply what you're learning. Up until now, you may not have been able to learn most of these areas with the free tutorials you've seen online. I want to open your mind as to the extent of what else you could be doing with Photoshop. So just think about that. What other things could you do if you had the knowledge to do it right now? What would you do? Let me ask you, do you have Photoshop CS2 yet? It really is the single best upgrade to date, and it's only $149. You can upgrade from any previous version, full version of Photoshop. Personally, I have the full Adobe Photoshop CS Creative Suite, and I've just upgraded to Photoshop CS2. I didn't get the CS2 Creative Suite upgrade, just Photoshop CS2. A little more cost effective, but Photoshop CS2 is amazing. It's got some awesome new features, so let's take a look at some of the hot new features Photoshop CS2 has, and it's really worth the investment, I think, if you're serious about using Photoshop and just having fun or whatever results you want to get out of it. These tools and features are going to help you do many more things that are cool and a lot faster. So let's take a look at some of these new features in Adobe Photoshop CS2. Whether you have or don't have CS2 yet, let's take a look at some of the hot new features and what you can do. It's the best upgrade ever. Adobe Bridge. There are so many hot features in the brand new Adobe Bridge application alone that's going to get you pretty excited. You can now change the size preview of your documents with a slider, as well as multiple viewing methods, batch renaming, advanced search and metadata functions, and a whole new complete look in this separate application. There's no better way to organize and manage all of your work across multiple Adobe applications. Exposure. The new exposure adjustment that Adobe has added to CS2 will not only make adjustments to your images, but can allow you to understand the production and post-production process even better. You can set black, white, or gray points to clip areas of any image when setting or adjusting the exposure adjustment. Now, this is a cool new feature, the image processor. I love this thing. Now, it's easier than ever to batch process your photos. Saving files used to be tricky in the batch process, and even the professionals know that. It was always hit and miss, pretty much. But with the image processor from Russell Brown and his team, it's a snap. This tool alone can save you hours of time resizing, saving, automating, even applying actions across hundreds or thousands of files and saving them properly to help free your mental energy up. It's a powerful new feature in Photoshop CS2. Lens correction. If you've ever had lens distortion, chromatic aberration, or even vignetting, which is the hazy edges, this powerful new feature allows you to accurately correct an image to get it to how it should look in the first place. Perfect for single lens reflex users, camera users, SLR. Okay, let's take a look at some of these other features. Merge to HDR. Photoshop CS2 is taking digital photography to the highest level yet with 32-bit color support in this feature of Merge to HDR. HDR stands for High Definition Reproduction, which allows you to reproduce for print the real-world spectrum of color that you see with the naked eye. Now, specific requirements are met so that you understand it and how to use and apply it. And of course, I go through that in further detail in my video tutorials. Vanishing Point 3D. Vanishing Point is a powerful show-stopping feature in Photoshop CS2. It will allow you to edit, select, paste, clone, and work with layers on the actual perspective plane that you define in any image. This is perfect for reshingling a home, creating billboards, extending sidewalks, cool effects, replicating or repairing, making buildings taller, and so much more, all without the pain of trying to match up pixels like you had to try and do before. Warp Image. The brand new Warp Image transformation is so cool yet so practical. Now you can warp and wrap product comps around objects, create real flyaway effects, and basically warp any rasterized or pixel-based layer with even more control than you had over the text warp option. You're going to love this new feature because of its fun practicality. We also got short menu, type preview, reduced noise, spot healing, and more. In Photoshop CS2, you can now customize your actual menus themselves. How's that? And what you see visible. This really takes customization and interactivity to the next level. There's also the new type preview, where you can WYSIWYG, what you see is what you get, preview your fonts. And we also have the reduced noise filter to reduce grainy noise in your photographs for a higher quality image. Especially, you know, in some darker images, you'll see a lot of grain, like in night shots. This will help, and there's some techniques that you can use with the reduced noise filter that'll really help improve the quality of that image. We also got the new spot healing brush. This, I just like to bluntly say, it's super consumer friendly, and I believe they got this from the Photoshop Elements, actually. This is perfect to get instant photo fix-up on scars, blemishes, imperfection, pimples, as well as the new red eye tool itself. This is just one-touch correction with the spot healing brush. And what it does is it samples from pixels around it in the greater scope of the healing brush itself, and it's a one-touch wonder. I go through in detail in my video tutorials. Spot healing brush, very super consumer friendly. It is awesome. You don't even have to get your own source point. It's just a one-click wonder. Click and go. All right, we also got smart objects and smart sharpen. In Photoshop CS2, the layers palette has gone through some major changes with the new smart objects feature and some other things. Smart objects allows you to do, finally, non-destructive editing and transforming on layers so you designate on the layers that you designate so you never lose quality. This is a real power feature that will retain the quality of your work as you keep the original highest quality source material as your updated reference throughout the entire project. This non-destructive pixel editing power is phenomenal because you can apply changes, filters, or transformations and never lose any quality based off of the original smart object itself and the size. I can go into a lot more detail on that. If you don't understand what it is, then I encourage you to take a look at my video tutorial on that, or the audio one if you can get that. The smart layers is really going to start changing how a lot of us work as graphic designers. That is an awesome feature. It's one of my favorite in Photoshop CS2. Now, we've also got the new Smart Sharpen filter. This is the best sharpen filter yet. So, as you can see, Photoshop CS2 has some awesome new features as well as a new redesigned feel to it. Should be your goal to get it if you don't have it already. It's well worth the upgrade. I love it. Just, if you can afford it, try to find a way to afford it if you can't, because it's really an awesome upgrade. Now, these are some seriously leveraged power tools that you can take advantage of to edit your images. There's so much more than just cool effects tutorials that you can do with Photoshop CS2. There's just so much. Awesome. So after taking a look at the new features in Photoshop CS2, ask yourself if you're really getting everything you want to out of the online tutorials and what you're doing with Photoshop now. What other areas are you interested in maybe applying? Maybe some of the things on the previous, 5 minutes ago, maybe that sparked an interest in you. Once you're aware of the things that Photoshop can do, you might start getting excited about some of the uncovered yet still mainstream areas which you can apply it to see results. You just have to find where you can easily learn them from. Okay, now let's go into getting what you want out of Photoshop CS or CS2. Really, there's just so many things to learn about applying Photoshop CS, CS2. I mean, you can do a million different things with it and discover so many different ways of expressing yourself creatively. You see, if you don't get anything else out of this e-course podcast, I want you to get this. Think about what you're doing with Photoshop now. Realize some of the other things that are possible. Think about what other things you might be interested in doing. And if you're happy with what you're doing, at least you understand that you'll be content doing the Photoshop stuff that you're doing now, which may include a lot of the free resources and tutorials that you find online. Or if you know that there are some other things that you still want to learn about Photoshop to achieve and explore in other areas of application in which you may be weaker on right now, then just open yourself up to those options. The free tutorials that you can find anywhere online are great in the aspect that they're easily accessible and you can jump right into them. Hopefully now you've had a little bit bigger picture of what's going on. You may realize now that those tutorials haven't been fulfilling all of the areas of Photoshop that you may want to discover. What about graphic design, advertising design, photo retouching, restoration, web template design, scrapbooking, or just plain exercising Photoshop's power to be the perfect photographer's post-production tool and to work on your images? These areas are not really covered by any of those free tutorials online. It perplexes me. I was the one who started the basic Photoshop tutorials as well as the graphic design ones on these big websites, goodtutorials.com. Well, in case you didn't notice, most of the websites actually have very similar tutorials or are a rehash of what you've already seen, all the cool effects. They may be fun for a season, but really it's just one itsy-bitsy portion of what you could really accomplish with Photoshop CS2. I mean, you can follow those step-by-step and recreate an effect, or you can really learn Photoshop and the power it has. Once you have that technical knowledge, you can really apply yourself originally and creatively and create new things, things that maybe you've always wanted to do, and new things that I guarantee you'll find out once you start getting more knowledge, because it happened to me too. I found out I could apply myself in all these other different visual areas, and it's all pretty exciting. In fact, it may have obscured your view, all these websites, of the full power within Photoshop that you can unleash once you find the right training. You know, the right training that doesn't just cover all the cool step-by-step tricks, but instead focuses on the foundational groundwork from which you can have a complete understanding and power of Photoshop in which to unleash your dormant original creativity upon. Now, with this e-course here, this podcast, I hope I have given you a larger perspective on the power of Photoshop and what you can do with it. If nothing else, at least you have a little more of understanding of what's going on. So I encourage you to think about what you really want to get out of Photoshop. Maybe the idea of taking the whole software program on so you can really open up your possibilities was a little daunting to you before. You know, maybe you thought that it might be too expensive to go through the classroom training, so you're using a lot of free online resources. Okay. maybe it was too expensive to go through classroom training or having to go in the student loan debt in order to really open the potential of Photoshop up to you by understanding how to apply it from the ground up. And I can understand that fact. Okay. So all I can say now is just be confident in whatever you're doing. If you just want to keep having fun with the free resources that you can get online, great. Keep doing that. And however, do enjoy it. But however, if you want to explore the other areas of application that you just aren't getting yet and realize the full experience of Photoshop and what you can do with it, then take a look and get some more information on some of the other training options that are out there. Because you don't have to go through expensive classroom training or get a degree in order to use Photoshop effectively to create the creative professional results that you probably want to get. You don't have to go through expensive training to do that. Okay, but do keep in mind that most of the free tutorials online, you know, if you're stuck in that, maybe you can't see the bigger picture. I hope I've given you the bigger picture, you know, just throwing a few other ideas out there of what Photoshop can do for you. So I hope this has really been worth your time. And I hope you got something out of this. So take a look at some of the training options that are out there. One of them, of course, is a training option I have, my Tutorial Key Video Tutorials training for Photoshop CS and CS2. It will open your mind like nothing online can do. It can single-handedly unlock your creative professional potential. And hey, if you're going to create or edit graphics, why not do it like a pro and learn from a pro? That's what I say. So, if it's tutorials you're looking for, how about 33 hours of video tutorials training on DVD with over 112 bonus tutorials in it as an instant download? If you like tutorials, think about that. Not only do I go through A to Z Photoshop, which you won't find online, you're not going to find it, it's just too much to cover. It's way too much to cover. A good tutorials training program on video from A to Z will be about 21 hours in length at a minimum. Okay, there are some other ones out there that are of quality. My Tutorial Key, I throw in an additional 6 hours worth of bonus training that goes beyond the basic training because I throw in fun stuff as well. Okay, yep, not only do I go through the A to Z Photoshop in this all-in-one reference guide, which can really open up your creativity, but you'll also learn many real-world professional techniques in multiple areas of application. So let's go ahead and wrap this up. I encourage you to keep learning and explore the plentitude of options that still await you in your creative graphics potential. Think about where you stand, what you're doing now, what you want to get out of Photoshop now and in the future, and have fun with it. I'd further like to help you decide how you can reach your creative potential with Photoshop. So if you'd like, go ahead and take the survey, and if you're in the U.S., I'll send you a free Tutorial Key Video Sampler CD, which has some tutorials on it and some other good stuff. Just go ahead and fill out the survey at the link that I've given you. And once again, keep in mind, just think about what you want out of Photoshop. Think about all of the areas that you can apply yourself in. And of course, I can teach you there if you're interested. So thanks for taking this e-course and taking the time to think about what Photoshop means to you. I encourage you to meditate on it some more. Think about it and have the power of the knowledge of knowing what you're doing. If you're in a rut somewhere of learning, you know, at least you're aware of it now, okay? And if that's what you want to keep doing, that's great. More power to you. And if you want to learn something else, some other areas, then I encourage you to seek out those resources. So, thanks for listening and taking this free e-course. I am Orion Williams from TutorialsTraining.com.